And away we go. Scott Spears back with you here from the Marion County Fair, broadcasting hour number three today, the 173rd edition of the Marion County Fair. Now remember, tomorrow, is the 4th of July. Fireworks starting at 10 p.m. Kids Day's tomorrow, Wednesday, until noon. You can get in for free, 12 and under. Friday's Veterans Day. All the veterans come out on Friday. And all kinds of stuff going on this week. Harness racing tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. Tough Truck tonight at 7:30 p.m. Fireworks tomorrow at 10 p.m. The Truck Pull Wednesday at 7:30. Tractor Pull Thursday at 7:30. Rodeo Friday at 7:30. And the Demo Derby is Saturday at 6:30. Now, this is our extra hour we're doing tonight. Pastor Craig Heilman should be showing up here momentarily. Now, remember, WGH Talk Radio's broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are being supported and sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair. And Pastor Craig should be joining us momentarily here on WDH Talk. Of course, we thank Glenn Coble for joining us for, an hour there from 3:15 until 4 p.m. today. We certainly did appreciate Glenn's involvement in the broadcast. And George Casota stopped by for a little bit earlier. And everybody who is participating. Now, remember, tomorrow night, we will be here from 4 until 8. 4 until 8 p.m., Pastor Craig will have a special 4th of July show from 4 until 6, and then we will have a special show from 6 until 8. All that tomorrow here at WGH Talk. You're not going to want to miss any of that for love nor money tomorrow here at the fair. And Pastor Craig, I'm sure, will tell us more about his show tomorrow night when he arrives. I know he's got a whole myriad of guests lined up. Now, remember, we're broadcasting from the Marion Veterans Memorial Coliseum right here. Today was a bit of a parking issue, but a lot of things were going on this morning. We had the harness racing this morning. We had the senior breakfast, our senior lunch here today, senior day at the fair. So a lot of things were going on that made today kind of a cruncher at the Marion County Fair that I don't think will be going on the rest of the week. And also the weather was a little shaky today. Not sure what the weather is going to look like the rest of the week, but we hope better than it was today. That is for sure. Been a little hazy, been a little overcast, been a little rainy, but we have plunged our way through it, and people have had fun at the fair. Now, people had the bratwurst earlier on today. That was the big dinner. We've heard about that today with the senior presentation that went on. We had a presentation by a magicians not too long ago over here on the stage in the Coliseum. And it's all happening here right now. Now, Veterans Day, I know a big spread will be put on. Let's see here. What do we have? As we open up the fair book here and take a look at what's going on at the Marion County Fair, the Flying Solo Show with Brian. Now, this is just a little ways down from where we are here. Now, this is a gentleman who has red solo cups on his head. It's very fascinating. And also, we have the almost amazing Rex and Dana. Now, I believe they were just on the main stage moments ago. The almost amazing Rex and Dana, the strolling acts of the almost amazing Rex and Dana. Now, as we look ahead to the rest of the week here at the Marion County Fair, now there's a pie auction coming up here on Friday, July the 7th, 3 p.m. at the Picnic Pavilion. 25% of the sale, total gross, goes to support the Arts and Crafts Department, and that is supported, sponsored by Ben Higgins Realty and Auction Company since 1969. That's coming up at the pie auction Friday, July the 7th at 3 p.m. Now, the Veterans Day celebration is coming up here at the Marion County Fair, honoring those who have served our country and built our community. Friday, July the 7th in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum way. That'll be right here. Veterans with ID and one guest permitted free gate entry from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. 9 a.m. will be a free breakfast, veterans and one guest. At 10 a.m. will be a presentation of the colors, VFW Post 7201. Pledge of Allegiance, Children of the Society. Music by Tamala Knight. Recognition of Veterans by Tamala Knight. The Laying of the Wreath and Taps, VFW Post 7201. And then there'll be a speaker that day. So tune in to that, or turn to that, on Friday morning. It is fun to be here at the Marion County Fair. Events all day long, each and every day. Fun for the whole family. Now, what did you think of the Glenn Coble interview earlier? We had a lot of fun with Glenn. Of course, Glenn running for mayor on the Democratic ticket for mayor. Making his rounds here at the fair. That's something most politicians do, as they make their daily rounds here at the Marion County Fair. And certainly Glenn Coble was doing that, running for a high office here in Marion. Of course, mayor. Now, how will that turn out in the fall? I don't know. How confident did Glenn sound to you, I guess, is the question we would have to ask. Time will tell. Running, of course, against the Republican, Bill Collins. Hopefully, at some point this week, we will see Bill. He will join us on the air. Fascinating. All right. What else do we have going on here this week at the fair? This book is just chock full. You have to get yourself a fair book. Go over to the fair office. I believe they still have fair books available. This is something you're going to want to have if you come to the Marion County Fair, because who would not want a fair book to learn of all the stuff going on here? Now, I'm looking here at the pie entries. There are two crust apple pie, apple crumb topping, peach two crust. I love a good peach pie. Red raspberry, two crust. Black raspberry, two crust. Combination fruit, two crust. Cherry, two crust. Blueberry, two crust. Grape, pecan or pecan, depending on what part of town you're from. Blackberry, raisin, rhubarb, and other crumb topped. All kinds of good pies coming up at the pie auction. Now, pies will be accepted between 9 and 10 a.m. on Friday, July the 7th at the Arts and Crafts Building. Judging will be at 11 a.m. The auction will be at 3 p.m. at the Picnic Pavilion. That's Friday, July the 7th. Well, that is very interesting. A lot of sponsors here at the fair. As you go through the fair book here, as I said, lots of entertaining information, interesting information, as it pertains to what's going on here. Now, a big part of the fair, of course, is all the kids who participate selling animals, raising animals. You know, these are not day-to-day projects. These are things that go on for weeks at a time, months at a time, really. People get together to make these animals happen, to make these... It's really a learning experience all the way around for the children and for the adults. And, you know, at the end of the fair, there's the big sale of champions. I believe that is on Saturday. And that will be entertaining as always as well. So that's what goes on here at the fair. And again, our broadcast, we want to make sure to mention this as often as possible, is supported and sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhisword.org. That's studyhisword.org. And, of course, have fun at the fair. And that's what we're doing here today, having fun at the old Marion County Fair. Now, Pastor Craig is supposed to join us here momentarily. We think he will be here at some quick point, and we will bring him on the air. What is his show going to be like tomorrow evening, 4 to 6 p.m.? Our show will be on following that tomorrow, 6 until 8 p.m. on Thursday. The True will be same. Pastor Craig will be on 4 to 6. We'll be on 6 to 8. And Friday, we will be on 6 until 10 p.m. So it's really going to be a lot of fun here the next few days. Now, Wednesday's broadcasts right now are kind of up in the air. We don't know what we're going to do on Wednesday, but we will figure it out between now and then. Wednesday, we will broadcast at some point here. Hopefully, we'll have some animal knowledge, animal expert with us on Wednesday. We hope we're able to make that happen. And that will be how that all shakes out. Now, I wonder how you are going to spend Independence Day, 4th of July, tomorrow, right around the corner. Are you going to spend it here at the fair? Fireworks tomorrow night at 10 p.m. It should be quite a show, no doubt about that. And I think I see Pastor Craig making his way around the area here to where we are positioned at the Marion County Fair. I think I see him. I think he just walked past us. All right. Well, maybe. All right. Well, I think he just circled and missed us. Now, Pastor Craig, let's see. Maybe I can wave at him if he comes back around here. I think he's going around the front. Here we are in the middle aisle. Well, I've lost him now. You know, there's a board behind us here that I cannot see through. All right, here he goes, around the front. All right, come around the front here. All right, I think he's planning to send me a message here. We'll get him here momentarily. All right. Well, he's on his phone right now, so I'm going to have to wave here. And then maybe he'll see me over here. I'm waving. Waving like crazy over here. I look like one of those people in the airport. Waving for customers. Okay, right here up the center aisle. Does he see me down there? I don't know. Well, he hasn't come up the center aisle here. Is he coming up the center aisle? No, now he's going around the outside again. Oh, my goodness. What an interesting thing we've got going on here. An interesting development, to say the least. Okay, now I think he's on the outside. Here he comes. He's coming back up to the front. Come down the middle aisle here. Don't go out the front door. Oh, now he's going out the front door. Okay. All right. Now he's going out front. Well, let's see if he sent me a message. So we can kind of track him down here. Well, we didn't go outside. We aren't outside. Pastor Craig, our supporter here today. Okay, let's see if we can catch him here. I'll try to send him a message. See if we can get a hold of him. Who would have thought that would have happened? Okay. Well, you're listening to the broadcast of the Marion County Fair. Let's see if we can track him back here. I'll send him a message, and we'll get him back this way to talk about fair-related things. All right. Just send him another message here. Hopefully that's relayed to him, and he will know where we are here in the Coliseum. Busy day. Okay. Well, I did see he had his phone out. That's got to be a good sign on some level. All right, he did go out the front door. 34 minutes past the hour, WGH talk time. Waiting for the return of Pastor Craig here. I wonder if he is listening to us via the TuneIn app or on the website, WWGH1071.com. Now, I saw him go out the front door moments ago. So hopefully he hangs a U-turn and comes back in here. We are in the Coliseum in the middle aisle. We're not on the outside. We're in the middle aisle here on in the Coliseum. Okay, I think he sees us. Now he's come back in the door. All right, now I think it's all going to pay off. Now we're going to get some things done. Here he is. I saw him going around the edges, going around the edges. All right, Pastor, here you go.
Oh, hello, hello.
Welcome
hello.
To the broadcast.
Thank you. I almost didn't make it here.
How are things on this July the 3rd?
Have you ever had one of those days where when you wake up in the morning, you have a perfect plan for the day, everything fits in the schedule, and as the day goes on, everything just falls to pieces?
Well, I saw you walking around. I was trying to wave without walking away from the microphone,
right,
which became a difficult thing. It's a Monday.
Yeah, it's a Monday. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
I had that all planned perfectly, but, my son has a business, and I was going to help him get set up for a couple festivals tomorrow, and everything, if it had gone smoothly, I'd have been here 3 hours ago, but everything didn't go smoothly.
You know, we've had an interesting broadcast. Now, the first hour was kind of describing the fair. The second hour, we had Glenn Coble for the whole hour.
I heard part of that.
You heard it. How did you feel that went? Glenn's probably still out there somewhere with his Glenn Coble shirt.
It was interesting. It was interesting. You can tell Glenn is not a polished politician by his answers.
Maybe that's
some of your questions.
Maybe that's what we don't want.
Maybe that is what people don't want. So,
or maybe they won't. I don't know.
I got to give him credit, though, the fact that he's running, and he is, not that he's too old to run, but you guys talked about that age factor, and it is, something to consider. But, I got to give him credit for wanting to run.
Do you think this would be a plus in his category? Because we discussed this, and I think if he said, I'm only going to be a one-term mayor, after we've had two mayors go four terms, 32 years of life, only two mayors, I think if a guy came in and said, listen, I'm only staying one term regardless, that would be an appeal to a lot of people.
I think it will. I think it would help him with more voters than it would hurt him with. That's something refreshing to hear. And if he does a good job, he does a good job. And if they aren't happy, well, they don't have to worry about him running again. So,
Either way. Win-win.
That's right.
And you have to figure if you're a young Democrat or you're a young Republican that it's going to be wide open again in 4 years.
Right, right. And I think it also helps. I mean, I don't know the politics of Marion that well, but I think it helps. The Democrat Party has not, done well in Marion County the last few elections. And I think it helps them to have somebody who hasn't been involved in the Democrat Party in Marion City or Marion County that much and come in and say, look, I want to try and run and I want to change some things. Maybe it'll wake some people up or maybe it'll get other people interested.
When I came here earlier, it was a madhouse in the parking lot. What's it like out there now?
That's a madhouse in the parking
Still.
Lot. Yeah.
Still. Boy, it was terrible earlier.
I paid my admission at, it was 4:09 on the clock. And so,
you've been driving around. I did that earlier today.
I've been driving around.
I had to park in the grass.
I ended up parking in the grass too.
I'm kind of shocked by that in a way because I don't remember the fair being this busy. Now, there are a lot of things going on today. Harness racing, the Senior Expo was here earlier, and tonight they have a tough truck. And it is the first day, so it could be a lot of that.
Does it seem to you any more disorganized than usual, or maybe it doesn't even seem disorganized? It didn't seem like the parking people were very.
No, I think the parking people were kind of confused. Now, last year, I don't remember there ever being an issue. So that's weird in a way,
right,
that I don't remember that there was a parking issue at all last year. So maybe this is just germane to this day.
Yes.
There were a lot of people at this Senior Expo.
Were there?
Oh. It was full over there until somewhere in the 4 o'clock neighborhood.
That's good. Now, is that how does that compare to other years?
Well, you know, for last year, we were not in the Coliseum, right. So I don't know what went on last year. And then there were 2 years with the pandemic where I don't think there was a fair. So, you know, that was a pretty good size group. I'll say that.
Okay. And before the pandemic, how does this compare to, you know, years leading up to the pandemic as far as, you know, foot traffic here in the Coliseum or foot traffic you've seen outside?
This time of day is about right in the Coliseum. I mean, there are a lot of people now who are outside because it was raining earlier. So they're enjoying that. But earlier, it was pretty busy in here. A lot of stuff going on. And I like that they have redone the Coliseum this way. Last year, it was all dirt and animals in here. And I think that was really a drawback all the way around.
Yeah, and that was part of my confusion when I was running around trying to find where you were set up. Because I remember the dirt and animals from last year. And so then, I got around and I go, am I in the Coliseum? I mean, I know it says Coliseum, but am I in the Coliseum?
Different.
Yes.
Completely
yes.
Different looking. And it's a plus to everybody here. Now, tomorrow night from 4 to 6, you've got a big 4th of July program.
Yeah,
Tell us about this.
And I will be on
time. You'll be here for that one.
So in the first hour, what we're going to do is we're going to do a traditional reading on this, in a traditional reading of the Declaration of Independence. And then we're going to take a kind of a more in-depth look at the Declaration itself. You know, we read it every year. We read it in school. But we're going to take some time and we're going to look at some of the various aspects of the Declaration. And then I'm going to try and fill in some of the background historical information that, you know, kind of fills in the spots on why certain things weren't mentioned in the Declaration, why certain things were. You know, I remember when I was in school, I remember the whole idea of the War of Independence and the Declaration of Independence was taxation without representation. You know, they had the Boston Tea Party, and that was the reason for the war, taxation without representation. Well, yes, that was part of the reason. But when we read the Declaration, there are actually 22 reasons why they were declaring their independence, and they're listed in there. So we're going to kind of look at that.
And now, do you have any special guests tomorrow?
I do. I have one person scheduled and one person maybe. And so what we're going to do there is, since it's the 4th of July, we're going to talk about things like, you know, how do you remember celebrating the 4th of July as a kid? What did your family do? Has that changed over the years? What are you doing? So we're going to kind of a then and now in celebrating the 4th of July.
Now, it's kind of interesting because tonight is Red, White, and Boom.
Right.
So I would have expected things to have cleared out here to some major degree, but apparently not.
No, I'll be honest with you. I think most people in Marion County and Delaware County and Morrow County and those kind of places, they don't want to go near Columbus.
It's awful.
For the Red, White, and Boom. I mean, I was there the third year, and I said the third year that, that was my last year. I'm not coming back. And, I mean, it's 10 times what it was the third year.
You know, I don't really, fireworks to me, somewhere lost their appeal. And I don't know why that is. I mean, if I see them, I see them. If I don't, it's no big issue.
I'll tell you about fireworks. They're really exciting when you're a kid, and they're really exciting when you have kids. But, you know, if I go and watch fireworks now, I mean, it's the same fireworks that we've seen in the past. I mean, you can only do so much with fireworks. There's only so many things they can do. And, yeah, you can have more of them, or you can have bigger, or you can do more clusters of them. But it's kind of fireworks or fireworks.
Well, I like going to places that are different to see fireworks. Like, I thought Indian Lake did a tremendous job having them on the lake and having the bridge all lit up. I think that's a tremendous fireworks show. But, you know, I've seen them here at the Coliseum many times. Nothing wrong with that. But I still am not really sure what the correlation is there to Independence Day.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know, but there's some correlation.
Somewhere.
We like to light things off when celebrating the anniversary of this country.
I think that's part of it. I mean, just in general, we like to blow up things and, you know, stuff like that. So, hey, there's a chance we can do it every year.
That's exactly right. Now, tomorrow night, I'll be on from 6 to 8. Now, I think Sean Kraft is going to join us tomorrow night. You'll be here along with us for that ride. And who knows who else will show up during that broadcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be our 4th of July Independence Day broadcast. Now, at that time, there's going to be a lot of activity here because that will be 2 hours prior to the fireworks going off at 10 o'clock. So there'll be a lot of activity here.
Right. Now, are they also having horse racing again tomorrow?
Horse racing tomorrow. Last day for horse racing, 11 to 4, I believe.
Okay, so it's a pretty busy day.
It's a busy day at the fair tomorrow. And then Thursday, you'll be on again from 4 to 6. Right. Now, what is the Thursday show all about?
I'm still working on that. I don't know exactly. It depends on, there's a guest I would like to have, and I've been talking to that person, but it depends on whether or not they can make it. So right now, it's kind of up in the air.
And Thursday night, we'll be on. And then Friday, we're going to do straight through, I believe, from 6 to 10, because we got the normal Friday show. And that'll be the wrap-up to the fair broadcast this week. Now, Wednesday, I hope we're going to be able to focus more in on the animals. So the I believe the Wednesday broadcast will probably be more of an afternoon broadcast, kind of like today was. But I'll fill people in on that tomorrow.
Is Wednesday when they do all the judging and showing?
Yeah, a lot of that goes on.
When do they have, do you know when they have the sale of
Saturday,
champions?
Saturday. Okay. Saturday morning, and a lot of people will come to that. And, you know, it's kind of a melancholy event, to be honest, because it's the end of months and months of preparation for these kids, and the animals do go off to slaughter.
Right. Most of the time.
Most of the time. Very rarely do they not.
When you get your rich grandfather to buy your animal at any price and then give it back to you.
Well, it's a whole spiel, too, because, you know, you have to find people who are going to buy it. Because you've got to let them know beforehand. You just can't show up that day and expect that somebody's going to buy your animal. So that becomes a whole little bit of a project as well.
Right. And you have several different classes of animals, kinds of animals. So there's a lot of different animals being sold, which means you got to have a lot of different buyers.
It does. And my attendance of that thing was always interesting because it seems like there's a lot of nerves on the parents' behalf who are there with the kids because they want the kid to do well. It's a very interesting thing. Human psychology is what it is.
Yes. So I know Glenn was here. Have you had any other politicians tell you they might come by? Or?
I think they might. We haven't confirmed anything for the week, but I think guests should be. I'm like having people from the station as well, and I know Matt is going to drop in later in the week. Pretty sure Emily is going to drop in later in the week. I know Sean will be here. I know that I believe I'm leaving somebody off, but there is somebody else who's going to drop by from the station, so it'll be a full week.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
And, the first day is always an interesting day because you're not sure exactly what you're going to do the first day because nothing really has happened.
Right.
But we made it.
Right.
Through with 3 hours of broadcasting today. Which, it's been fun.
You did quite well.
Well, you know, I'm used to talking to myself. that's what you do. But, no, I think it's very interesting just to watch people because I think their mannerisms and what they do are also fascinating.
Right, right. Well, and I think, too, as the week goes on, you'll get more of the people who are involved in the fair, like the kids showing animals and things like that, that will later in the week be coming through here in the Coliseum. You know, they got chores to do this, you know, this today and tomorrow and, you know, things to be doing. But as the week goes on, and you'll be getting a lot more traffic through here.
Well, what I thought was interesting was the first couple hours that I was here today, everybody comes up. Then when you're talking into the microphone, this thing is like repellent. This will keep people away from you like nobody's business.
It's only people like me that show up when the microphone's on.
It's fascinating because I had somebody come up earlier and offer me a speaking invitation, which is nice. I mean, I'll be glad to do that. I had people come up. They took flyers from us, which is good. That's the whole point, to pass out the flyers. I had people come up and have very long conversations with me earlier on. But I think once you start the broadcast, I don't think it's microphone repellent. I just think they don't want to bother you.
You don't, right. Yeah, because when you're not on the air, it's obvious that you're not on the air.
Right.
You're standing, walking, standing, greeting people. But once you put this microphone in front of your face, yeah, they don't want to bother you.
And I had a couple great conversations with some of the vendors here, which is interesting. You know, there are quite a few vendors here in the Coliseum. You know, this was something that was taking a downturn years ago, but now it's fair.
Right, yeah.
We're taking up half the Coliseum, which is what it normally was.
I mean, basically they have four rows of vendors here.
Yeah. And a lot, now look at the things across the way I find fascinating. I think that Woody Hayes wood sign is very fascinating, hanging on the back wall over there. Very strong likeness of him. And then this little Cubs, I don't even know what that stand here in the front is, also interesting.
And he has a variety of things here. I mean, what's really kind of interesting, if you stop and look at it, that's a very interesting display.
Movie posters, Ohio State stuff, comic book things. I even see Dora the Explorer over there. Just about anything you could want. And if you're a fan of Chief Wahoo and the Indians, there's a lot of that there as well.
That's right. And you don't even have to be an Ohio State fan. He's got Cincinnati, Cleveland. He's got Xavier. He's got Boston. So, I mean, he has a whole variety. Yeah.
And next to him is our listeners, Mary and Jeff. Their grandson is set up right there next to this vendor with his portraits and all the things that he's doing over there. You know, a lot of talent here in the Coliseum.
There really is. There really is.
That's what I like to see.
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest with you, I hope that people visiting the fair take some time to get off the midway. You know, the fair is so much more than just the rides and the games and the food. There are so many other things here. And I do hope that they, you know, will take the time to, you know, come through the Coliseum and you know, visit some of these things.
Now, what's your favorite fair food?
I don't know if I can narrow it down to one.
It's very difficult. I haven't been out there yet. I don't know what's out on the midway.
I even like just a corn dog. There's something about getting a hot dog on a stick, getting a corn dog at the fair. It's better than it is other places.
See, I have always been partial to the French waffles. That's my thing at the fair because you can't get it anywhere else.
Right.
So you really have to wait for these fairs, festivals, and things of that nature to do it. And that's why, to me, that's a special thing. Because most of the other food, you can find now a gyro. You can find French fries. You can find hamburgers, hot dogs, all things of that nature. But there are certain things that you're only going to find at fairs and festivals.
Right. Like last year, they had those deep fried... I was trying to remember exactly what it was, and we kind of fumbled on it the other night, but it was the deep-fried candy bars. They had Snickers and Baby Ruth and things like that. I've never seen them anywhere but here at the fair.
Now, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I haven't been out there.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to go out there later. And we're going to find out.
That whole thing is just, that's got to be, just to put one of those in your mouth must clog an artery.
Only one? May clog two or three.
Well, because last year, we sampled them on the air. Right. I remember that.
Right.
But other than that, I don't know that we did a whole lot with it.
No, we really didn't. And because we didn't eat all of them, and there weren't that many. And, you know, if you bought that, you're not going to be hungry for the rest of the day.
No. And you know, to me, also at the fair, I like just a good hot dog sometimes.
Right.
A good fair hot dog. Bag of potato chips. Can of pop, that's good.
And I'm a sucker for the lemon shake.
The lemon shake's very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, lemon is just good all the way around.
Right.
Now, they have the big pie auction coming up here on Friday. Boy, do they have some good pies here at the fair.
You going to bid on any of them?
You know, I might. If I'm here Friday morning, I might go down there. Now, the veterans event is taking place here Friday morning as well, which is nice. And it's nice that the fair honors the veterans in that way.
Sure. Absolutely. So what time is the pie auction?
Pie auction, I believe, is at 10 on Friday morning.
Right.
Yeah, we were going through that earlier. I believe it is at 10.
Right.
But, boy, they've got a lot of good pies in there, that is for sure. This fair book is very complete. Yes. They put it all in here. I can't believe they don't sell these things.
It's amazing that they don't. Because they have quite an expense in that. I mean, you're talking 50 pages.
Now, you know, pies will be accepted in the morning between 9 and 10 a.m. on Friday. Though the judging happens at 11, the auction's at 3.
At 3.
3. Mm-hmm. Over in the picnic pavilion.
All right. So I might be here by then.
Buying a pie.
And what I'll do is I'll stand on the opposite side of the room as you, Scott. And
we'll
then
bid it up.
We'll bid it up.
We'll bid it up. Now,
each other up.
Now, we've got apple crumb, peach, red raspberry, black raspberry, combination fruit, cherry, blueberry, grape, pecan, or pecan, depending on which side of town you live on, blackberry, raisin, rhubarb, and other crumb topped.
Well, I can tell you right now, tops on my list is the blackberry pie.
Blackberry. Now, I like blueberry. You know,
any of the berries pies are you know, right up there for me. Now, as far as a non-berry pie, I'm from the side of a town that says pecan.
Pecan, not pecan.
No, not pecan.
Now,
pecan.
I think pecan is probably right, but I have heard people say pecan.
Right.
Like, Glenn got some shirts, apparently, that said cobble, not cobble.
Yeah.
And some, you know, that's trouble.
That is trouble.
When you're running for office, you got to get the name right.
And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you didn't push him further on that and say, Glenn, how could they possibly spell your name wrong? Who was proofreading the artwork before it went to press? But, you know.
He had an interesting shirt on, which apparently is a one-of-a-kind right now.
Okay, what was in...
Cobalt for mayor.
Oh, okay. Now, was spelled correctly?
I believe it was. I believe the shirt to me looked like it was probably manufactured locally.
Okay.
But, you know, I really don't know what's going to happen in November, because maybe there will be a very low voter turnout.
Yeah, I mean, this year, you know, it's not a presidential election. We're not electing senators. We're not electing governor or anything. It's strictly local people and local issues on the ballot. So that has a tendency, you know, to be light in voter turnout.
What do you make of this whole week in general? It's a unique week of the year, 4th of July week.
Right.
A lot of people get time off work. A lot of people like to go to the beach. Of course, the fair is going on. It's a very unique time.
It really is, because, you know, a family can plan their summer vacation to kind of like start over that weekend and go through 4th of July and kind of do 4th of July and a family vacation, and you can still come back home at the end of the week and catch the fair. So, you know, you can really take those 7, 8, 9 days and, you know, make a big time of it.
But if you have a kid involved in the fair, that can be very time consuming, because I think you pretty much have to stay here.
Yeah, so your vacation's coming next week.
Yeah, which it's in a way, it's unfortunate, but a lot of time and effort goes into that, so you have to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do, and obviously these kids are dedicated.
You know, when I drove around earlier, when I came in looking for a parking space, I had to go down by some of the barns, and boy, there are just kids everywhere. And I think about, you know, in this area, we have Elgin, Ridgedale, River Valley, who I think participate in the FFAs. There are a lot of kids showing stuff.
There really are, and it's my understanding that, you know, as far as FHA and things like that, they're not seeing any kind of drop in kids' involvement. I mean, those are, I understand, are strong as ever.
I don't know that they're going into it when they get out of school, but while they're in school, I think they do like to participate.
Right, right. Well, I have 4 grandchildren that live outside of Mount Sterling, and they live on a couple of acres down there. And I know those kids are going to, you know, do projects and stuff like that. Maybe none of them will follow up on it, you know, go into that as a career. But, you know, they're already, well, the oldest is 7, and they're already getting interested in it. They have 2 pigs now.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you real quick here. We got about 2 minutes left in the broadcast today. Right. Now, the broadcast, of course, are supported by your broadcast. Now, studyhisworldradio.org. Now, what do people get when they go there?
When they go there, they can get, it's very similar to what I did on the station here that they can hear on the archives. It's going to be some updated Bible studies. It's going to be some up-to-date news and commentary. And I'll be doing some new interviews.
Oh.
It's the same type of format.
Now, is there a certain time frame that you go each week, or is it just you want?
I just go whenever I want, and then the podcast is put up on Wednesdays. But I may record it earlier in the week. So I don't do a live podcast. I do a podcast, record it, and then it's always up on
So tomorrow is going to be full of fun here at the Marion County Fair. We're going to kick it off at 4:15 tomorrow. Pastor Craig will have his show 4:15 until 6 p.m. He'll join us. Sean Kraft will be here and possibly other special guests from 6:15 until 8 on Independence Day tomorrow. It's going to be a very big day here at the Marion County Fair, and we're going to enjoy it.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. So for this day from the Marion County Fair, for Glenn Coble, Pastor Craig, and George Kasotis, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Thank you.